Good morning. Today is Thursday, January the 4th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How was your New Year's?
It was interesting. Really? Dynamic. How's
dynamic,
that?
Dynamic,
yeah. Does that work? That How about works. For you guys?
Yeah, it was good. Nice and mellow, except day one of the new year, we have our first homicide.
Yeah. Anything you can share? Any light you can
shine? We don't know a whole lot. We know that someone was found on Alder Point Road with a gunshot wound to his stomach, and there was no statement taken at the time because the guy was succumbing to his wounds, and he died before he got to the hospital. And so right now we just identified him through fingerprints, and the guy has no ties locally that we know of. He has some ties to the Central Valley. And so we're just following up on some, on what leads we can. We don't have a crime scene yet, and we don't have a motive, a whole lot. So a guy with a gunshot wound.
It, to stereotype, drug-related?
We are considering
or
that.
Or gang-related or something like that. I mean,
in the area that where he's found, we have a whole lot of illegal marijuana grows. And this is... potentially a very, very violent area, Alder Point Road, and it's known for that. And so we are going down that road, and so we'll be looking at some of the pot farms, illegal pot farms in the area, and try to maybe tie this guy to one of those and doing follow up.
But he was an American citizen.
He was a Mexican citizen. He was okay. In the country illegally.
So it'd be a little bit more challenging to find out where he came from because of that.
That's right. That's right. And we only have, we have the idea that he came from the Central Valley because he was previously booked in jail in the Central Valley. So we have fingerprints tied to those bookings. So that's how we knew who he was. Without him being booked in, without him being in our system, we would have no idea who he was. So...
Yeah, fingerprints probably wouldn't have helped out too much, huh?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
Yeah. How complicated, more complicated, is it when you're dealing with an international citizen rather than an American citizen?
It's complicated. We do have to notify the Mexican consulate and try to get next of kin notified. If we know of a family that's in the area, we're able to notify them. If they have local ties, we're following up with some things, like I said, in the Central Valley. But if they are from Mexico and they have family in Mexico, then we notify the consulate and try to get the family notified down there and try to, again, obtain some information as far as do they know why he was up here? Do they know where he was and what he was doing?
Is Mexico more challenging than Canada, more challenging than some of the European countries where we hear about folks either in the drug trade or travelers? I mean, it could be regular stuff too.
It all depends on where they're from in Mexico. So there's some cities in Mexico that are work well with the U.S. government that have connection to technology, so we can phone them, cell phones, email, we can contact the family fairly easily. But
you said phones. I mean, not cell phones, phones.
Telephones, yes. And so it's
that puts a different twist in a lot of our reference points.
Right, absolutely. So it all ties to that and our ability to reach out to family members down there and to try and do the follow up that's necessary.
One of the things that I found intriguing over the last couple of weeks, we had the folks from Clear Lake Oaks.
Yeah.
And then there was another one this morning. I don't know what part of our region they were from. Busted driving marijuana towards the East Coast. Last time you were here, we talked a little bit about how the marijuana prices had plummeted and that it's now they have to get to the East Coast to kind of make things happen. Oh, it was the airplane.
Yeah.
This morning. Any of that stuff a surprise, or is it just kind of more confirmation for what your day-to-day is?
It is. It happens every day. We realize that. And then the law enforcement agencies, everything east of Colorado, is very, very aware of it. And so when they see someone coming from Oregon, Washington, California, Colorado, and Nevada now, where, these states have legalized marijuana, you know, they are going to be looking a little bit closer, and they have a lot of drug detection dogs on all the interstates. They're looking at the airports. They're looking at mail, FedEx, UPS of, you know, all these shipments going back east, and they're scrutinizing them because they realize that, you know, marijuana is still a big dollar industry, and they are getting premium dollar for high grade marijuana on the East Coast.
I'm surprised a little bit that there isn't more in the news about this kind of thing, just because it seems to be so commonplace. Do the veggie stations, or my words, not theirs, at the state borders, do they? You would think that they would have a drug dog there.
No, it's a totally different setup. It is that's agricultural inspection only. There's no law.
This isn't a plant?
It is a plant, but it's not. Well, they're just trying to.
They don't need guns.
There's not. There. I don't. I think they want to get people to comply with the agricultural side of things and try to get make sure that pests don't cross the state borders.
They bust you for a Honeycrisp apple at the state line, but you got 10 pounds in the back seat. They don't care?
I don't think they care. I really don't. I think that's a totally different mentality. It's not a law enforcement checkpoint. They're not checking for DUI. You know, obviously, if someone runs into one of their barriers, they're going to call us. Well, but
yeah, if you miss the slot, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, but they don't have a chase car there if someone tries to avoid that. You know, I'm not sure what would happen. I
mean, they're not going to chase you if you have an apple either. But
right.
You know, it's just more of an awareness thing.
It is an awareness thing. Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did time for a Honeycrisp. What are you in for? Oh, Granny Smith. Okay. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Billy Hansel. This morning, Attorney General Sessions made a comment, and it was captured in the news. And I don't know if it was foreshadowing. I don't know if it was just a throwaway, but it wasn't picked up that the feds were going to move on marijuana shortly. Marijuana, I don't know if it was processing or sales.
Hmm.
And I thought, okay. Many of us had kind of thought legalization in California could be the tipping point. With some of these arrests that have been made throughout the country from people sourcing California.
Yes.
I would think that there's a pretty good likelihood we're going to see some change. What that is, who knows? Maybe it's verification of the permitting process that Humboldt County already has.
Yeah.
Okay. There's change. Or coming in and say, thou shall not. Well, okay, that obviously is change too. What kind of sense do you have? Are any of the, not that you can call Sessions up and say, hey, Jeff, Billy here, let's talk.
Yeah.
But what, you know, do you have enough fingers out there and enough connections, yeah, enough canaries that will be able to anticipate what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I actually reached out to Jared Huffman's office a couple weeks ago and to discuss this very point of trying to get more involvement in the federal government in the conversation here, because it's still, there's a lot of speculation out there of what they can do. And so I talked to John Driscoll, the local representative, and you know, just talked about sending a letter inviting, you know, Sessions or people from the Attorney General out here to talk about the problem, because we have still 10,000 illegal marijuana grows in Humboldt County. And so we have our permitted growers have a track and trace program in place. So we can track and trace all of their plants and where they're going. They are in the light. They're paying taxes. They're doing everything under the state law. And so we're asking them, you know, go along with the previous Cole memorandum. You know, they're not going to interfere with this kind of activity as long as it's lawful. There are so many illegal marijuana grows out there that are damaging the environment, that are avoiding paying taxes, that are sending this across state lines and getting in the hands of children and, you know, unregulated, you know, markets.
You can build
back
a
east.
Case pretty quick on that.
Absolutely.
One,
yeah. And so there are, you know, and it could be a multi-federal jurisdiction
what does that
enforcement
mean?
What, meaning that the IRS can come in, that U.S. Postal Service can come in, the FBI, DEA, and to really take down some of these criminal organizations that are have no intention of becoming legitimate.
So how would that vary those of us who are a little, let's just say experienced, from camp? Just that it's federal instead of state that would in and do this stuff? Or are you thinking of a different approach here?
Well, I would love for them to be a part of a joint task force. You know, if the federal government sends us 20 guys to come out and help us take down the illegal marijuana trade here, we could use that support. And we could go and we could and take on some of these mega grows and actually make a big impact here.
20 would be enough?
Out. I need 60 to be, no joke, if we want to clean this thing up, I need 60 guys to come in here to take on these 10,000 plus illegal grows.
1 year or ongoing?
I think if we aggressively approach it for 1 year, that we can make a huge impact. As we see the price per pound go lower, as you know, more and more impacts, and we start, you know, county planning and building is already on top of this with working with us, that we are sending letters out. Working with the State Water Board as well. We're using satellite technology to really get close to real-time photographs of people that are grading their properties, that are setting up greenhouses, that are going these big operations that are outside of the legal legal cultivation. And they're sending them letters, fines, daily fines that are occurring because of what they're doing on their property. So
are they being paid?
And some are being paid, others are not being paid, and so then it becomes time that we can take the property back. The county can you know, because the fine is going to be so big that they're going to levy that property, that they're going to seize that property. And, you know, the times when property owners were allowed to lease out to whoever they wanted and people grew and they had this thing, you know, this, you know, anonymity. They say, I didn't know they were growing. That's not going to happen anymore because the property owner is going to get the notice saying you're starting to accumulate a fine, $10,000 per day, because you know you filled in a stream, because you did illegal grading, because you have unpermitted structures. And then they're going to have to take note. And if they choose, you know, they can take that structure down, you know, and it's only going to be a $30,000-$40,000 fine. They'll contact the planning department and they'll say, hey, listen, we want to fix this. And they'll come up with a strategy to fix it. But the days of ignoring these have gone. We are in a full court press to try and push the illegal growers out of Humboldt County.
So as you look at this whole picture on a 1 to 10, Sessions being here, or one of his assistants coming to Humboldt County, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's a one. Okay. I doubt it, but I do want to make that offer.
Tell him you're a Bama fan.
Is that what it's going to take?
Roll Tide, roll. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Billy Hansel, Humboldt County Sheriff. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, by Redek, and by Lolita Cheese Factory. Looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, the new year doesn't bring a whole bunch other than the formal legalization of recreational. Has anything come down from the state yet about what intoxication is? We talked with Brent from the CHP last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, nothing yet. Okay, transportation issues, going county to county, where the jurisdictions may change. Anything going on in that arena, or is it still just kind of a wait and see at this point?
So they are developing a track and trace program. They have the vendor picked, and so they're, you know, it's going to take a little while to get that off the ground.
This is the state folks?
It's the state folks, yeah. So we're able to eventually be able to track, you know, going from the cultivation site to, you know, via transporter to processing, you know, to manufacturing and also to sales. So they'll be able to track all this down, and you'll be able to see the finished product on the shelf and be able to use a mobile app to scan it, to trace right back to where it was grown. You know, so it's good. And so if one of these containers ends up outside of California, they can also use that same mobile app to figure out where the connection is, where it was sold. And so
is there a partnering, I guess, formal or informal would be the best, with the Asian Pacific Rim countries, as well as Mexico and some of the other traditional destinations for this stuff outside the country? I mean, you can be okay in San Francisco and still be in the state, and then, you know, it goes off. And if it's going west, who knows where it's headed?
Yeah, we don't, you know, the DEA has that, you know, outside of California, they have that stuff locked down and of how drugs are being distributed. But, you know, as far as Humboldt County marijuana going outside the state, we know, we're not naive. It's going outside the state. It's going to the Pacific Rim. It's going all over the world. And, you know, we do have the name. And so people, you know, are going to, I guess, be seeking that marijuana. But as far as the state goes and regulations, you know, the there is no presumptive level of THC in the blood that presumes that you are intoxicated. So it all involves the officer's observation at the time of the stop. So if someone has driving indications that they are under the influence and they fail field sobriety tests, the field coordination tests, if they fail those, the officer is able to document it, and he's the one that's able to testify in court that this person was impaired at the time of driving because of marijuana. And that's good enough. That's a DUI, and there have been convictions, even in Humboldt County, for DUI under the influence of drugs based on the officer's observations.
So if that works, why not do the same thing for alcohol?
It is. There's the option. So we have that option. We don't have to determine, you know, that someone's blood alcohol level is 0.08 and above. There's the option of just saying impairment. So someone can be 0.07, and if the officer at the time can prove impairment based, you know, on even the lower blood alcohol level.
How about a 1-2 and appearing cold stone sober?
Well, see, that's, you know, there. That is a different story, because the state determines that if you're over 0.08, then that is DUI. So all we got to do is prove that that happened, the stop was valid, field coordination tests were done, and someone's over 0.08, then they're guilty of a misdemeanor.
So California is consistently inconsistent.
Well, they like to keep people guessing, I think, Brian.
Well, it gives you something to read at night, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, all the updates and case law. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40. We'll be back with more.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Billy Hansel. So there was this TV show on this week. I saw it promoted uncomfortably regularly on one of the cable networks. Humboldt County, marijuana, and this is one of the business guys that was involved with it. Other than screaming and feeling like another gut kick to Humboldt County, That was some total. Did you get involved with that at all?
Yeah, I did. The show is called The Prophets on CNBC, and Marcus Lemonis is the host, and he basically goes around to different businesses across the nation, and you know, businesses that are failing, he looks at them and offers some suggestions, invests in them, and if becomes partners if they agree to go on his terms. And so he wanted to look at the marijuana industry here in California. So we did a special on Southern California processing and growing marijuana in Southern California, because it's all greenhouse, or it's all indoors and you know, in the desert and highly controlled environments.
The hydroponics
approach, absolutely. Yeah. And then he did the opposite here. He went to Northern California and showed the outdoor scene. And, you know, it was an hour-long special. He interviewed me. He interviewed several growers. He interviewed several businesses in town. And I thought it was a very good representation of marijuana here in Humboldt County. He talked about the legalization process. He talked about, you know, the you know, one family, the Hesslers, how they came here in the 60s and backed the land people, and they started growing marijuana and then started selling illegally, and then they got into the legitimate market. And talked about them and gave their story. Talked about a guy that was busted in Southern Humboldt, you know, by the feds, and 20 years ago, and how he's turned around, and now he's a legitimate grower. And so they talked about some of the permitted growers out there. And they also, you know, Marcus took a ride with me in a helicopter, and we looked at the darker side of things too. We looked at the illegal grows that are right up against creeks, and talked about the environmental issues and the organized crime that's associated with the illegal grows. And then he interviewed businesses that, you know,
you know, concerned the supply chain.
No, they talked about they went to Dick Taylor's Chocolates, and you know, because he's right there in the cannabis production zone, and so he talked about, you know, his business and the thriving business, but he's in the cannabis production zone, he may be forced out by marijuana because rents might become too high in that area. You know, his rent could triple, you know, in the next year when the lease comes up. And then I interviewed Lotus Mountain Screen Printers in Fortuna, and talked about the influence of marijuana infused, you know, money into some of these businesses, and talked about how every business here in Humboldt County does benefit from, you know, people who grow marijuana, you know, buying things in their different businesses. And so I thought it was a very fair representation. A lot of the questions came about is, where's the money? You know, if this is a $1 billion industry, where is the money here locally, you know? And people brought up the fact that, well, they're not paying taxes, you know? And, you know, so Southern Humboldt schools, other schools, and other county infrastructure isn't the way it should be if there was a legitimate $1 billion industry up here.
It's overseas.
It's all overseas. Yeah. Absolutely. The people are burying money. They're not spending it here because, you know, they don't want to call attention to it. They're buying properties overseas. They're doing things, you know, with a lot of cash, and to try not to call attention to themselves. And but, you know, it was one of those things at the very end. Marcus Lemonis said that, you know, it's the market is too risky for him to invest in marijuana locally in California.
Did he see that the business model would work if the threat of incarceration, or, you know, once the feds come out with whatever their edict is and they stand behind it and becomes codified?
I think what he thought was that it was something that the price is dropping, and so he didn't know if it was actually going to be worth it here to be growing outdoor. There's just a lot of
investment.
What about
the indoor?
The indoor is, it's still costly. You know, the plants are smaller, and so, but people tend to like indoor, I guess, more because, I mean, everything is controlled. And so he just decided that it's just too much. There's too much risk associated, and so they'd rather just, he'd rather stay out of that right now.
He was going to get into law enforcement support?
I hope so. He could really use, we could use his support.
Buy a couple of helicopters for you?
He could. He could do that very easily, I think.
You blew the opportunity, didn't you?
I think I did.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, maybe you'll buy some tickets to the ball or something. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you, Brian. Happy
New
Year.
See everybody tomorrow.